what you're doing. No speech.
Here's my sweetheart. Won't say hello, Carl.
Good talking.
Carl?
How are you, Ladybird?
Hello. So nice to hear you.
Nice to talk with you. I was just trying to give him a little background on some of the problems we're having down here, and I'm trying to keep your state where you own some property over there, and mine and a few others, from getting out here on a revolt and revolution binge.
It's
tough.
Well, one of the things, you're going to get I started to say a star in your crown, but it's going to be a whole lot more immediate than that. Time's on your side, the world, you're going to get the acclaim you deserve for taking a courageous and very difficult course. And I'm just so grateful to you and so proud of you.
Well, I told him we're coming up there Tuesday to have a little meeting with the congressman. I didn't want the president. What I'm trying to do, Lady Bird, is keep a muzzle on a few folks down there who are trying to just stir up the people and say, go out here and have defiance and revolt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm walking a right tightrope, because when you're defending the middle ground, you're going to catch hell from the left and the right.
Mm-hmm.
I both know, and I'm
well acquainted with the hard position of the man in the middle.
That's right. So if I can just, I've been working with Buford Ellington, and I've also talked to Bill Moyer about what I was doing and why, and they understood it. But if we can just get a little reasoning, you know, one of the things I told the president, you know this better than probably he or I. Now, we can have integrated faculty meetings, and we can move on into ultimate integration of faculties, but they put out some regulations here recently where they've got people down here just running around just scared to death, because they've said you got to completely desegregate faculties by June. You've got to go out and select white children and put them in the Negro schools by June.
Mm-mm.
All of these things, and you know and I know you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
In 60 or 90 years. And this is where there's got to be a little give and take and a little understanding, and if we can have it, we can make a smooth transition. But there's got to be somebody over in ATW who has got a little better understanding about what everybody's trying to do. We've had headline after headline down here that hadn't done a thing in the world except just get people's emotions all to up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying at this point to lead something, make some order out of what I think appears to be headed towards chaos. And if we can bring order out of it, and we'll be lucky, and I think we'll all be certainly much better off. And this is what we're trying to do. So I just wanted him to know what we...
I'm sure grateful that we've got a man of your caliber in there trying.
Well, we're trying, Lady Bird, you know that. And I told him we got our deer heads the other day, and we're very proud of them. Betty's got a cookbook out on the market tonight or so, and I'm sure she'll send you one with all the recipes in it.
Marvelous.
I know that you've been having a rough time, because I've been keeping up with you.
I've been having a good time. My husband has the trouble, and I have the fun.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Lady.
Thank you, and my love to Betty.
Right, thank you.
Bye.